radio akwaba bia si eye
listeners.
Oh Lord, my God, I trust you.
This is Radio Akwaba. So if you just tuned in, you are listening to Radio Akwaba live from the studios of Planet FM. It is gospel time. And it says how God reigns.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Bosola Martin.
All the principalities reigns.
All the kingdoms and dominions.
I'm so grateful that Lord, you reign. You reign. You reign.
All the nations and their
kings. How I love you. I'm gonna share.
It is a beautiful week.
For it is a
and truly our God reigns. So if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Gospel Talk of Radio Akwaba.
Under your wings,
we have been blessed with another week. The Bible says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. So you're live on Radio Akwaba. You're live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6, and it is the gospel time on Radio Akwaba.
Like
the track being dropped, it says, Our God Reigns, from Pastor Bosola Martin. So very soon, the man of God is preparing the message for us, so please stay tuned whilst we try to get the man of God to bring us the message today.
So
if you just tuned in, you are listening to The Gospel Time of Radio Akwaba, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. And yes, we've got the purpose preacher in the house. It's going to be powerful. And I hope that you have prepared your heart and for the message that the man of God has got for us for today. So please stay tuned. Don't go away. It says Arabaribiti from Pastor Busola Martins. Our God is great and mighty. I don't understand Yoruba, but I know that our God is great and mighty. So that is from Pastor Busola Martins of the Discovery Center in Auckland, New Zealand. RCCGV Discovery Center, which is at AUT, which is a new parish. RCCG New Parish at Auckland University of Technology. That is Pastor Ayo Martins, Pastor Ayo and Busola Martins. So very soon we're going to be going live to get you the message for today. So please stay tuned. Don't go away. So we have the man of God in our midst, the purpose preacher himself, who is here to give us the message, Dr. Samuel Akundawe. Yes, welcome sir. To the studio.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank
all right. You. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Yeah, with all respect to the other preachers, you always bring some vibrance and some level of energy. You know, anytime we receive you here in the studio to share the message of God with us. So what have you got for our listeners and viewers today?
Wow, today God gave me a word that I would like to share, and the title is The God of Illogical Steps. The Bible says that, you know, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And I believe very strongly that what God wants to share with us today is something that will change our lives forever. Praise by the grace God. Of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, praise God. Hallelujah. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone that is watching from wherever you may be watching from. Either you're watching this from home, either you're watching this from your office, whether you're driving, please keep your eyes on the road. wherever you may be watching this from, thank you very much for tuning in today. I'd like to just thank you all, and thank you very much always for tuning in. I believe very strongly that God is set to do something today. We're talking about the God of illogical steps today. But before I continue, first of all, I'd like to thank the pastorate of the church, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Victory House, here in Auckland, New Zealand. This particular hour on radio is being sponsored by the church, and we would like to thank our pastor. I would like to thank my father in the Lord, Pastor David Adelowo of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Victory House in New Zealand, for this wonderful opportunity. It's a privilege that I do not take for granted. So we give God all the glory. If you're in Auckland, New Zealand, by the way, this Sunday, by the grace of God, this Sunday, the 17th of June, we're having a special worship service with a minister of God all the way from the United States, States called Stacy Egbo. She's going to be ministering to us powerfully. She's also an RCCG member from the Pavilion of Redemption in the United States. So please, don't miss it. The time is 9:15 a.m. The place to be is 6C Honan Place, Avondale off Rosebank Road, and your life will not remain the same again. I pray that today, that what God is set to do in our lives today will change our lives forever in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word that we're about to hear. We give you praise for the opportunity to hear your word. Amen. We refuse to take this time for granted. Amen. Because every opportunity to hear your word is a life-changing opportunity. Amen. And so, Father, we pray that as we enter into your word, Amen. Father, your word will transform us. Amen. It will change the way we think. Amen. It will change, Lord, our lives forever. Amen. And our lives will not remain the same again. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I can see my wife giving me a lot of love there. God bless you. And of course, anyone watching from wherever you may be watching from, leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from. I promise after this message, I would acknowledge your comment by the grace of God. So today we're talking about the God of illogical steps. My goodness. The God of illogical steps. Mm. And God gave me this word not too long ago. You know, I was having a chat to one of my friends, who happens to be a New Zealander here, and we were just talking about how God leads people. Mm. And I remember one of the messages my pastor preached not long ago, probably some months back, about a year ago, where he said, God leads us in steps. Mm. You know, and then I went back home and I start to reflect on this and start to reflect, and the Holy Spirit started dropping words and scriptures into my heart. Wow. And that's what I want to share with you today. It changed my life, and I believe it will change yours. In the name of, if you believe it will change yours, say it loud, amen, wherever you are.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. So let's start from Psalms chapter 37. Oh, God bless you, brother Debo Ale, watching all the way from Palmerston North in New Zealand. God bless you, sister Adetiloye as well from Nigeria. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Psalms 37, verse 23 to 24 is a popular scripture we all know. It says, the steps of a righteous man, or the steps of a good man, are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Verse 24 says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down,
Amen.
For the Lord upholds him with his hand. Yes. Please, if you're watching this message anywhere, I want you to do me a favor. Share it right now with somebody.
Jeez.
You know, just press the share button on Facebook. If you're watching on radio, tell somebody about it so that they can listen as well. This is a life-changing message, and it will be good for no one to miss it.
Amen.
All right. Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24. I'll read that again. It says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though this righteous man falls, he shall not be utterly cast down,
for
the Lord upholds him
with his hand. Jesus.
One of the version of the Bible that I've been following lately, ever since my friend Joshua Singh introduced me to it, the Passion Translation says it like this. It says, the steps of the God pursuing ones follow firmly in the footsteps of the Lord.
Mm.
And God delights in every steps they take to follow him.
Mm.
And he says, if they stumble badly, they will still survive.
Amen.
For the Lord lifts them up with his hand. I don't know, someone watching this or listening to this right now, maybe you are falling badly. Maybe the devil thought they have treated you badly. Maybe the devil has tried to make you fall, and it appears you are falling badly.
Oh.
Falling badly financially.
Jesus.
Falling badly academically. Falling badly maritally.
Mm.
And it appears you will never be able to rise again. I've got a word for you.
Yes.
God said, I should tell you that you will be lifted up by his hands and you will rise again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No matter how bad the fall, the enemy has lost his battle over your life,
Jesus.
And you will rise again.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Message Bible says, if he stumbles, he's not down for long. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No matter the stumble you have experienced in your life or you're experiencing, God said, I should tell you that you will not be down for long.
Jesus.
I was teaching my students today about, we're talking about server downtime. You know, in IT, I'm an IT lecturer, by the way, for those who are watching this or listening who do not know. So we're talking about server downtime as against service level agreement. And one of the things we were talking about is even companies often promise 99.9% uptime. You know, and they say that they are very sure that they're only going to have 0.01 downtime, and that even downtime is based on maintenance.
Jesus.
How much more God?
Oh,
the Bible says that the one that keepeth Israel,
Amen.
Neither sleeps nor slumbers.
My God.
That means 24/7. Your God does not have have 0.01% downtime.
Amen.
Your God has 100% hope time.
Amen.
And if you believe this word and you believe that no matter how much the devil afflicts your life, no matter how much it appears you've fallen, no matter how bad you've fallen, no matter how tough, no matter how challenging it is, God has his hope time on your life.
Oh, yes.
Watching over you every second. Watching over you to and fro.
Oh, yes.
And he has his hands over your life. If you believe it wherever you are, say loud amen. Let the devil hear you. In the name of Jesus. That message Bible says God has a grip on his hand. Hey, remember that time when Peter wanted to fall? After Peter was looking at the sea, the boisterous wind, the Bible called it, and he was about to fall. The Bible says Jesus held him. Wow. Listen to me. God has a grip on you. Wherever you are watching this from,
amen.
I don't care whether you're in Africa, I don't care whether you're in New Zealand, wherever you are, God said I should tell you that he has a grip on your hand.
Yes.
And you will not fall.
Jesus.
You will not fall.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Every plan of the enemy for you to fall, for you to fall badly, for you to stay down, that plan is nullified in the name of Jesus.
And NLT
says it in another way that I like it. It says, the Lord direct the steps of the goodly. This is where I'm going to stop in terms of all this version. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives.
Oh, yes.
I am here to announce to you.
Jesus.
God said I should tell you, whoever is watching this right now, whoever is listening to this, that he delights in every detail of your life.
My God.
Including your failure.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Including your failures.
Oh, yes.
Including that thing that you cry about.
Amen.
Including that thing that you wet the pillow about every
Amen.
Day. Including that thing that is making you cry.
Amen.
My God said I should tell you that weeping may endure for the night.
Jesus.
But joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
In that scripture, he said, the Lord direct the steps of the godly. He said, I should let you know that all along is the one directing your steps. Remember
Amen.
The title of this message, the God of illogical steps. You may not be able to see any logic in how God is directing you.
Yes.
But he said, I should let you know that every step of the way intentional in directing your step.
Even
what you call failure. God said, I should tell you that he was the one directing your step. Even what you call a fall, was the one directing your step. Even what you call bankruptcy, he was the one directing your step. Even what people are mocking you about, appears they're reproaching you about, he was the one directing your step. He is ready to turn your mess into a message, your test into testimony, your trials into triumph, and your life will not remain the same again.
Amen.
Wherever you are, if you believe it, shout aloud, amen, let the devil hear you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we serve
Jesus.
God of illogical steps. He ordered our steps in a way that is not logical. You know why? The reason is because if the steps is logical, the devil will go and wait in front.
Jesus.
Because the way you and I think, the way the devil thinks is logical.
Yes.
You look at 2 + 2 equals to 4.
Yes.
But when it comes to God, Makaraba Santa, God doesn't think logically. He's not the God of 2 + 2 = 4.
My God.
With God, 2 + 2 can become 1,000.
My God.
How do you explain when the Bible says that one child chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000? That is illogical. It is not mathematical.
Amen.
That is what God does with his kingdom and whatever he chooses to do.
Amen.
And the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, it said, many are the plans in a man's heart.
Jesus.
In other words, many are the logic in the man's heart. Many are the logic. For you, you may have done a course and finished the study, and you think immediately you are supposed to just get a good job, a great job, and then God appears to be delaying. That's illogical. I remember when I got to New Zealand and I finished a PhD, and the job I could get was an entry level role. And I remember where I was coming from.
Devil is
you know, man.
Hey.
Where I was coming from, if you have a PhD, you get a managerial job. You begin to direct people. You begin to delegate people.
Jesus.
And I was wondering, why did I go through all this pain to get a PhD? Why did I do this? But little did I know that God was illogically directing my steps.
Just
like that scripture. He said, the Lord directs the steps of the godly.
Amen.
He delights in every detail.
Amen.
Every single detail of your life, God delights in it. No wonder the Bible says that as the heavens are higher than the heart,
Jesus.
So are my ways to your ways.
Jesus.
He says, and my thoughts to your thoughts. The way we think. And let me go into the full message of today so that you understand where we're coming from. God showed Joseph a dream.
Yeah.
Presido, God showed Joseph a dream.
Jesus.
And the dream, when God showed Joseph, he was a ruler.
Mm.
And everybody was bowing to Joseph.
My God.
His father and mother were even bowing to him.
Oh, yes.
His brothers and, sister were bowing.
Yeah, all bowing.
Everybody bowing.
Hey.
Logically, if we were to analyze that dream, sir, what would you say God was planning?
They are all coming under him.
You will probably think maybe God is going to suddenly make him, in Nigeria we call it Olori Ebi, the head of the family.
The family.
Logically, you will say, if the father and mother are even bowing down to him, probably, because at that time, the nation of Israel, it wasn't really a nation. Mm. At that time, it's just like a family, so to speak. So the best that could come out of any logical interpretation at that particular point in time was for maybe Joseph, Jacob to die, and Joseh become the head of the family.
Ongoro.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the family.
What do you call that? Ongoro. Of the family. Amen. Maybe to become the head of the family.
Yeah.
Logically, that's the best thing that could happen for Joseph. But guess what? Illogically, the God of the illogical steps decided that
it's not family affair.
It's not a family affair. Not a family affair. God is taking it to a national, glorious affair. In fact, not even national, international. Because when God made Joseph prime minister, the Bible recorded there was famine all over. Nation were coming to Egypt. Want to pray for somebody watching this right now. Whatever logic that the devil has planned, the devil is waylaying you, in front, thinking that maybe the dreams that God has shown you, thinking that maybe the things that God has planned for you are logical. Mm. That he's just going to wait for you, in front there. Mm. God is going to change the plan. Mm. He is going to reorder the steps such that by the time you will boom out glory of God for your life,
Jesus,
the devil will be confused.
Amen.
However, the Bible says that the light shines in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. What are we talking about? We are talking about something that when light shines, darkness gives way completely.
Disappears.
Darkness cannot understand. The devil will not be able to understand where God is taking you. In the name of Jesus. For somebody watching this right now, the devil will not be able to understand where God is taking you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. For Joseph, the devil could not understand. Because if the devil understood, it would not cause the brothers to hate him.
Oh, yes.
President, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If the devil saw where God was taking Joseph. Mm. If the devil knew that the plan that God had was for him to become a prime minister in Egypt, in a foreign land, in a land where he would be sold to slavery, the devil would probably calm down. The devil would probably calm down and say, okay, don't hate him, don't hate him. Just keep loving him. Let's keep him in the family. Let's cover his glory. But the devil did not understand. Devil thought, okay, let's hate him. Let's kill him. Let's put him in a pit.
My goodness.
Whereas God was the whole time orchestrating. Jesus. Like the orchestra. He was leading the whole orchestra. Leading the whole orchestra. He was the one initiating things. They were hating him. They put him in a pit. And then God took him out of the pit. They sold him to slavery. God took him to Potiphar's house. He got to Potiphar's house. And they lied on him in Potiphar's house. The devil was like, yes, we're getting him to prison. His life is about to end. And yet God is saying, no, his life is not about to end. My goodness, I want to pray for somebody. Any way that it appears the devil is finishing your life, God will resurrect you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. If you believe it wherever you are, say aloud, amen. Let the people hear you. In the name of Jesus. And guess what? Another thing that God showed me in the Bible. Logically, when Jesus came to the earth, the devil did not understand what he came to do. The devil thought, let us kill this young man early. let's destroy this young man early. And he suggested to Herod, he said, kill all the young boys.
Finish them.
Finish all the young boys at this time. And God was just smiling. I can imagine many things happening in our lives and God smiling. God just wondering that, the devil, okay, go ahead and do your worst. Just like the story of Job. God said, okay, devil, go and do your worst. Let's see what you can do. God, the God of illogical steps.
Jesus.
Because logically, all the things that happened to Job was enough to give Job a nervous breakdown. All the things that happened to Job was enough for Job to commit suicide. Job was still saying, even though he slay me, then I will praise him. Is somebody still praising God in your situation right now? Are you still praising God in that situation? Because you need to be praising God.
Amen.
God has a plan for you.
Amen.
The Bible told me in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, it says, for I know. Somebody say, for I know.
I know.
For I know.
For I know.
God is the one declaring that he knows.
God
knows the plan that he has for you of good. Hey, somebody say of good.
Of good.
And not of evil.
And not
to
of evil.
Give you a future,
Jesus,
and a hope.
Amen.
The devil cannot stop that future.
Amen.
Because the devil cannot picture the future.
Praise God.
Even the devil cannot picture the future that God is taking you. He just knows that God has a plan. So he's trying all kind of, he's doing trial and error.
Jesus.
Trial and error to stop. Trial and error. But when Jesus emerged, and then Jesus even died, the devil thought, okay, let us put a stone. Let us cover the tomb.
Finishing.
So that we never rise again. But the God of illogical steps.
My goodness.
They came to the tomb the next day, 3 days after. And the Bible says the stone had been rolled away. I don't know what you are going through right now. And it appears the devil has put a stone cover you in a tomb. And it appears you are in deep, dark obscurity.
My God.
It appears your life will never be seen.
My
it
God.
Appears no one will see your glory anymore.
My
Listen
God.
To me. God said, I shall announce to you
Jesus.
that stone is rolled away from
Jesus.
Now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are coming out.
Amen.
Resurrecting.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Your glory will shine.
Amen.
Men will see your lamb.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise
Generation
God.
Will hear about
Praise
you.
God.
In the name of
Praise
Jesus.
God.
Another story that came
Praise
out
God.
To me. You know,
Praise
if we
God.
Flip this the other way.
My goodness.
Because oftentimes we look at our situation and we are like, we are thinking for God.
Mm.
You know, you're like, okay, I'm just going to get that job.
Mm.
And when I get the job, I'm just going to earn the salary. And when I earn the salary, you know, we plan everything. And I'll just get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just get two kids. and things are not happening
Planned
the way
logically.
We are according to
Jesus.
The logical plan.
Oh.
And then we begin to get defeated. We start to get disappointed.
Ah.
I want to explain something to you. God showed me a scripture that I would like to show to you. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible spoke about a story that happened in the life of David.
Mm.
David was anointed to be king.
My God.
But normally when they anoint somebody to be king, the logical thing that was meant to happen is for the person to instantly be installed as
yes.
a king. I mean, Saul was anointed after they installed him. You know, that's a logical thing.
Mm.
And that's why, please, I want to beg you, whoever is watching this right now, please don't ever compare your life with anybody.
Mm.
Don't compare your life. See, God has a purpose for everybody. And purpose is very personal.
Mm.
Amen. Somebody listening to me, say purpose is personal. Beat your chest. Say, God's purpose for my life is personal.
It's personal.
God has a purpose for you and it's unique for you.
Amen.
Don't look at your classmate and say, oh, my classmate has done PhD. My classmate is doing this. My classmate is doing that. God, when am I going to do my own? Listen to me. The plan that God has for you is massive.
Amen.
It's crazy.
Amen.
I remember when I was sharing with one of my students, and when I repeated the class, it was like, oh my God, what is going to become of my dreams? What's going to happen? I did not know that God was still planning something for me. Listen to me. And God said in that story of David, logically, Saul was supposed to probably die. Instantly, so that David could assume the throne.
Mm.
But it's that same Saul that was supposed to die that was chasing that was chasing David up and down. And it appears that did God knew what he was doing at all? I mean, but literally God was illogically
Amen.
Ordering the steps
oh,
of David.
Jesus. My God.
That thing that you think is a threat to your life.
Mm.
Maybe it's God reordering.
Jesus.
Illogically rearranging things. So that the devil becomes confused about your situation.
Oh, yes.
In my language, we say that anytime, in other words, somebody that we think will never amount to anything, all of a sudden is building mansions.
Jesus.
Listen to me. That's the kind of story God wants to turn out to.
Amen.
And I pray for somebody watching this right now. You will not die until the glory of God is revealed
Amen.
In your life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
But through you, nations of the earth will be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Another one that I want to beg you to please. Not do is this man in the book of 2 Kings chapter 7, and we will close. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel. Allow me to say, for 2 cents, for 50 cents. then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned. This man was even leaning on the, you know, was there on the right hand side of the king, so he has authority.
Yes.
He said, behold, even if the Lord will make the windows of heaven to open.
It's
in other
not
words,
possible.
Illogically,
it's not possible.
Logically, this is impossible.
It's impossible.
Even if God, he even said God, that's his mistake. He said, even if God, instead of him to say, even if the government changes things or something,
Jesus.
He said, even if God, my goodness, this guy made a big mistake. He said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, then might this thing be? And Elisha replied to him. He said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, and thou shalt... Let me close so that we can close.
Goodness.
I want to beg you. No matter how tough your situation is right
Jesus.
Now, please never say anything negative about it. Because God is ordering your step. Even if you don't understand it, keep quiet. Even if you don't understand it, keep quiet. Even if you don't understand it, keep praising God. Keep thanking God. Say, Lord, I thank you for where you are.
Amen.
You are taking me. Oh, Lord, I am very, very grateful. For all you have done for me. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. And I say thank you, Jesus. See, whether you don't understand it, just be grateful. Because what according to all the scriptures that we've seen now, God is working something out for good.
Amen.
Just like that scripture. All things are working for my good. He's intentional. God is an intentional God.
Amen.
The devil may not understand it. You may not understand it, but your God is an intentional God. He's putting all the pieces together for your good. And I want to pray for somebody watching right now. And wherever you are, I want you to say amen in a loud voice. Let the devil hear you. Make sure you say amen to this prayer, because I'm praying from the bottom of my heart. Father, Lord, I pray for whoever is watching this right now or listening to this on here on radio live. Father, I pray that God, every step that you are ordering them in their life right now will begin to turn out for their good. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every area where it appears they are falling, and it appears they are falling badly, and it appears they are down, and the enemies appear to be rejoicing. Your word says, rejoice, rejoice over me not, my enemies. For if I fall, I will rise again. In every areas where it appears the enemy is rejoicing over this person, I decree and
my
I pray
God.
That they begin to rise in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That people rise up from every grave, from every downfall, from every pit of hell.
Amen.
Every slavery.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
They begin to fulfill your purpose.
Jesus.
They begin to see the ordering of their steps in your life, in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This person will not fall.
Amen.
This person will not be down.
Amen.
In the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus. Do great and mighty things in their life.
Amen.
Their lives will not remain the same.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise God.
We have learned a lot tonight, and I want
Jesus.
To beg you, please.
Jesus.
Never ever talk negative about anything you don't understand.
Praise God.
Just trust God. Be grateful. Thank him for where he's taking you.
Amen.
Even if you don't understand where you are now, thank God for where he's taking you.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord,
I'm grateful.
Thank you.
I'm grateful for where you are taking
Jesus.
Me. Because where you are taking me, I may not understand it. It may not be logical. I may not be able to prove it. Mathematically, it may not work. Scientifically, it may not be proven. But I know you are taking me somewhere. And where you are taking me is greater than anything I can imagine. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20 that God is able to do
exceedingly abundantly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Something above our assumptions, something that God has not heard, 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 something that
stand this thing and talk about.
Yes.
I want God to turn my situation around.
Goodness.
To turn all the negatives in my life around. And turn it around in his own way. And
Jesus.
Give me that future that he has in plan for me. Yet you're not born again.
Mm.
And you're saying my relationship with God is not all right.
Mm.
I want to correct that relationship. You're saying that right now.
Jesus.
Wherever you are, I want you to do me a favor. Put your right hand on your chest, and I will pray for you. Put your right hand, close to your heart, and I will pray for you. Father, Lord, I thank you for this son and daughter of yours that is saying their relationship with you is not okay, but they want to give their life to you. Father, Lord, I ask you, God, that you purge them in the mighty name of Jesus, and you accept them. Wherever you are, as you put your hand in your chest, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Forgive my sins. Heal my land. Make me yours forever. Unfold your purpose and plans for my life, that my life will never remain the same again. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Listen to me. If you've prayed that prayer, you have just gotten born again, make sure you find a Bible-believing church around you and start to attend so you can grow in faith. If you're here in Auckland, we'll welcome you at Redemption Church of God Victory House, New Zealand, 6009 Place, Off Rosebank Road, here in New Zealand. God bless you and thank you very much for watching. Make sure you share this message with someone right away. And I'll see you by the grace of God very soon. Bye for now.
Wonderful. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that was a very powerful message from the purpose preacher himself. Oh my God. I'm so fired up. I am so fired up. Oh my goodness. That was a powerful message. My brother, my sister, if you are listening to me right now, I want to tell you that message was powerful.
Amen.
So we serve a God. God, who has no beginning and has no end.
Amen.
You can't time him. He lives outside time.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Illogical.
Amen.
There's nothing that God will do that you use your logical brain to dissect it. He's a God who lives outside time. So that we... Oh, my goodness. Say, my ways are what?
Not your ways. Higher than your ways.
Thank you, Purpose Preacher. Thank you. Thank you for the message. We bless you. Thank you for blessing us tonight. We hope to see you another time for another glorious and powerful gospel time on the Radio Akwaba.
Amen.
Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you for having me, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Samuel Okundara from the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Victory House, New Zealand. You brought us the gospel time for today on Radio Akwaba, Planet FM 104.6. Please stay tuned. Don't go away. We are bringing you the part two of today's show, which is the Ghanaian in the Ghanaian local dialect. So please stay tuned. Don't go away.
Oh,
didn't know any Adam near Dolphinum. And I'm asking you, ready, I'm coming now. Meeting a dear brother Kisma. Na me ena metina akunyam ene anadwei entino se wachinchi mofidie ne dia to hade a ene ene uti radio akwaba nyame ya dom ama na wachi akwa pro abatu minu mienu na se boja ad efunsane weye mu not touch the matter, but you would ya. Only a dofone say a se ne a fata. Say ya de aseda emano. I didn't know baby Biara would be a and Anna Jufain. Be one on that when Yanko Ponga say. If it's a big brain, yeah, no uncle da and a dree. And so one sorry, I no pay. And so Yamia Dome sa what ya see at ya. There's a wood that we now go upon one say. Adolfo and internet Diana Asamoa and I would see you and Anna Jufain. And to baby Biara will be a la Michiao, the Ghanaian Association of New Zealand, to the executives, the chairman and Anna Jufain, from the president to the community liaison officer, Luna and Anna Jufain Yichiamo. President Frank One Wonhukafo Bella Yichiamo and Anna Jufain. Antony Jumadie, the Ghanaian Association of New Zealand, and Afahuka say and Fa Jumadie Mbra and Anna Jufain. Radio Akwaba 104.6 Planet FM. Antino Anche. And maybe lines, you know, and I'm maybe lines in the Beko. Now, I could be free. Yeah, Pastor Oseho. The last time we were talking about settling in New Zealand, and today, topics me any pet any bedroom come and Anna Jufain. Yeah, 1 hour about New Zealand for flow. And I'm pussy, you empire, you are the dano. The tips, there are so many tips. I bet to me, which can encourage us, you know, to have a better life. And then also we talk about passive income. So we're Juma full time. Like, how is it important? Say, you bet to me, you be a diabata home. Say, be a home by her home, and I say just to take advantage of all these opportunities. New Zealand, and you know, those are the two topics. You be discussing and then another thing on Radio Accra Ababa. You know, see, every country is different. You could be a one in Shishaye, and they all have their own laws and the way they do things. New Zealand and Australia, our ways of doing things are different. Even though we say they are sister countries, and in the Kubia ne nembra ene niema omudisu anato mufaso. Mpukasa yeka e different. So we call Australia. Even the indigenous, you know, people speak different language as compared to the indigenous in New Zealand. That is the Aboriginals as compared to the Maoris. They have their own accents as well. And even their own everyday language. We will say Kiora. And then our brothers across the ditch, we will say good day, mate. So even our everyday language is different. And you know, say, who move about a place like New Zealand and also Australia, we need to learn to adapt to the systems. See a Tunisia with free Ghana or Shuman or back New Zealand, be busy in New Zealand. Winter is in our bay. Who's our womb? Oh, Ghana and Kaon Shishasa. Is it go here? Will be Washisheb or Wakabo Subemi and Sa and Sutno Santo Tihitaho or Behon Pay or Hecro Beshit. And that should tell you how wild the weather is. New Zealand, we need to adapt to the systems in New Zealand. And there are stages of settling in. Fast. Obiswa ha a checkakra and miribem and sana were to me I pick it up. And Satian na nya pet. All fingers are not the same. Hey, hey, you are Kaiser, you know, that kind of crayon. At least your first stage when you come here is when you get so excited. Because everything is so different and new. And it's so fun. That is usually the first stage when it comes to settling in to a different country. And then moving on to the next stage, what we call the fright stage. Some experience, because everything is almost new. And you know, sometimes you may have certain bad experiences. Maybe our old driver, say your driver on the other side of the road in Ghana. Maybe careful, the right hand side instead of the left hand side of the road. Those are part of the fright stages when you are new to a country. Sometimes, you know, it's not as easy as we thought, we think. And I said, if you do have, it's quite different. And you know, yensa aka barista Osei Kofi ewo line so ye ne be twishin komo ka kra bi ono ba ha che ye kan 90s for na ono ka hu bi o ma ba ha 90s no sha enso ka hu bi ye itimi kan ne ka ho no sha there. And you know, he was going to take us through some few things about part of the discussions when it comes to settling in New Zealand. Barrister Osei.
Hello, Kizito.
Yeah, good evening.
Evening.
Yeah, Mwakwa Baba, Radio Akwa Baba, so.
Michelle
Bia. Yeah, Obia Switch, yeah. Yeah, that's the same when you're married. Now, our friend.
Yo.
Yo. I mean, say, Nanos, Emribi Ekrim, Yenu Dinkomobi, about, yeah, part of settling in New Zealand. And this was more to do with unemployment. Sometimes you get so frustrated. So you have a book PhD and I say a book masters. Jobs. Sometimes you don't understand. It will hard to say, like part of the fright stages, you know, going through some of these bad experiences. I mean, can you tell a little bit to me actually some of these things? I mean, why sometimes there's a need for us to go through all these stages? And I say, there's a just a be a racism.
Okay. Well, first of all, maybe that's
what
I'm
going to
say. Time so many minutes, month for Kasa. Now, about a Juma Pay or New Zealand more. Like for last time, I think the establishment is a bad problem now. I say, if you're in Ghana for another before you say, if you're racism and I say discrimination, being to know,
yeah,
in Juman. First of all, you establish it, say, if you form quantum, and that's an Africa form quantum now, migrant experience.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, so now, SMS, I acknowledge, say, Ubiya experience is slightly different.
Oh.
Since, you know, so we'll see, 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 we' Between those two, Ghana phones, there will be a slight difference.
It was a moment experience.
Now, I'm a customer from my experience. First of all, Ghana, and I say, after Africa for no, you put a lot of emphasis on degrees and, you know, school certificates. And then New Zealand, so I want to put a lot of emphasis on experience. And then one of the main distinctions between baby a free by name in New Zealand. So we say your colonial kind of studies, you know. A chair, so because school or a lawyer, or a lawyer, or accountant. And no, Sanya chair, Sanya chair, and then the same mindset in your. But I also believe say the essence of education is to identify loopholes, retrain, and also adjust. So let me try. Maybe I'm a marine engineering. Industry in New Zealand.
So that's another thing.
And it was all together in the crowd, that's what changed the way your school crumble. Now, I think I'm going to touch on a bit about ABS, new work, ABS, discrimination is animal. My experience is that my school, I qualified as a barrister. So, my manager, I'm more qualified than most of them. But I'm on a journey for 25 years.
For many years.
Even though I work in a law, legal, justice department, because of experience, I'm not going to be able to meet me. And the probation will be at, and corner, so it's a minimum, my experience is that I'm a law school, because probation officer, now probation officer, no, because probation, they almost life experience, because they deal with NIPA. They prefer class, all life experience.
High school leave, to me, I apply.
Because I go on a two track.
Wow.
Two track, no, on the middle. Maybe student loan, because I'm the same salary. So, by the same job, machine you may do, how? The whole answer, me, Madishana, a boa. So, and I say, Juman, you call a name, a promotion is on your manner. Now, for the Mimadishana, Miss Anna, I said, is it your Mimino, may use me experience, may share that part of me call probation.
Yeah.
And I make the time probation, because the Juman, the Department of Correction, your community, your prison. Miss Anna, community, Kakra. May your community, Kakra, no. And I'm a prison, Kakra. Now, the reason I'm here is I'm going to say, some people call a Wellington national officer.
Yeah.
Your advisors, your policy makers, and then, you know, I'm more training and also more advising probation officers, any case managers, or prison. So, maybe not me, no, it's a mere black man, it's a red card that Adam is already, you know. Metinasi. So, any person who shakes cannon too much in the beginning. So, Metinasi, a plan is, may you wake a cra.
Yeah.
No, may you wake a cra. Now, I'm going to say, I'm a national office, level 8. Level 8 is a legal team. I apply for several legal jobs. I'm going to interview.
Taking your case, for instance, like you attended a law school here, a qualified lawyer. Probably is it not because of the color of your skin? Why apply jobs around here? Because you'll be as a qualified barrister, or training in New Zealand here, and carry two mana afa. And ya dentina se bi obi beka se abrofo ne de obi odi tuma e bia jese nchane afa no now de o apply rejections could it not be that racism ya ya kan ya ho asem
with all due respect and you are entitled to those feelings but then it's up to you, it's your decision how you react to one of them. And that's me too, when I may apply for jobs, a major rejection letter. Okay, and far. And now, I'm crying, you know, baby. I hope it's all called Wellington. Now, I'm in national office. So, now, a branch will be our national office. Now, I'm going to say, you may be. Now, would you have all apply? Hold on.
So, Opa just said, because of that connection, I now want
to. I degree in Guampo. I experience in community, experience in prison.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a law degree.
Yeah.
But it was not opening the door for me. Mm-hmm.
So, what made the difference this time?
I'm doing a full biso. What is it called? National office. Now, my age more harder. Meaning, my branch even now. Juma now, or more, Juma or my advertising. No, I'm just or a panel. No, and that's more you in panel. No, oh, now make a chance. Meaning, to at least one more chance. My Ebra interview jacket. Because the point is, now Obia mama chance. Mama interview. Because I always tell people, so wouldn't you now a mistake? Now mama interview are Juma no better. I have the memory. Because the problem is that people don't give you the chance to sell yourself.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Oh, and I see this in the door. So. National office, correction. We need a HR award for the best HR department. Because the amount of applications are more processed.
Wow.
Because I'm hiring from UK, South Africa, they're actually on the islands. I'm big. It's like, who are applying on?
It's just part of one of the applications.
Applications are door. Yeah. So on. Mm-hmm. It is
Wow.
And I don't mean that you're qualified New Zealand lawyer. You see, that's the thing, no. The people that you are supposed to stand in front of, And yes, and yes, you will be near you. And I say, yeah, racism deal. But the process, you know, every now and then we all need to catch a break. So sometimes we are, but we'll catch a break. And I've always told people, say, so we start to Juma. Now we manage and power sama. Or now we need to clear, we manage and power sama. And the intent now, as soon as possible, no, pay Juma for four.
Yeah.
And now, stay there as long as you can for that person to promote you, sir. Sometimes I understand that there's frustration.
Yeah.
By all say yeah, human nature. Not a wolf in the a kebab shop be and china open among kebab. Not application be breaba. Not over should eat after ambition wearing your name. Now obi pray on a oh, a share if you could do a imam why. What's an hour watch you could jabba?
Yeah, naturally.
You could do a the best qualified person. Mm.
By recommendation.
The process only time.
Yeah.
And I hope professor, I don't know, New Zealand so air drink pass over you be. When you are hiring people now, you want to rely on people you know and trust. Don't work out someone's okay maybe with your bra. If you got to know for your enemy, and I'm saying, oh, me a probation officer though. I'm saying, oh sir. I was oh, one more call I mean you're missing any probation. I'm also more advice probation for. I mean you manage that. I'm saying, oh, sir, yeah, advice for vision for. I'm saying, okay, I'm saying, I'm saying, I'm saying, I'm out of prison. Oh, and I'm saying, I'm a barrister. I'm saying, ah, sir, wow. And that shocked me, sir. There's a woman crying. There's a good meaning, sir.
They've not even gone through.
That's all browser. So, because I need a dinner of fire. So, basically.
Yeah.
And all the tuning in. Uh-huh. And if you go to my name, I'm going to say, Na se mo pemedia es mo mame more than that. So na me kan sa kete. Uza uko interview na wo juma dia na o ne wo ye bold because maza as enye for die visa. So you know. Oh me kan sa kete. I 3 hours after the interview no mo call him so oh ye see cafe ye near baba ya jo. Na omusuro afi do mo omusuro say middle level 4 legal team level 8. So me need national professional movement. So me a barrister, legal team. Ever be here me?
Wow.
You know, before all high me crown. I say, oh, any Uba ya ye progression amount. Any Uba senior advisor. No afa. They say, so on the mission.
Intentem crown.
Intentem because what was the way we value as a buyer? Oko be a can't then say shebo eke ke crown. Onga kama me mo meninda.
Yeah.
So. You know, I get a visit with a man for say, yes, it'd be a racist. And then that one, we will not deny that. So, it's Africa for us to manage this. But there's another thing like a human nature. So, I say, who say, yeah, crown. New Zealand needs a boss or town. Now, why crown? The point of having to have a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, these are just human nature. I mean, human stuff what they do. So, you know, if you have a degree, you know, or experience, you know, whatever you call it. But then, at the end of the day, you know, or here in the work culture, because we spend a lot of time at work. You know, all better will be better working out, or my work, why like this, as a whole, we are never get here long and stuff.
Yeah.
If I interview, many other fans, I'm saying, obviously, then I'm going to say, Premier League. I feel that Obama goes, oh, there be, and I'm saying, what's it? Oh, we guy as some office.
Yeah. The old man is it's a common culture. Yeah, they are happy to welcome you because you've got something. Yeah, you've got something that they want.
One of us. Mm. Yeah.
On
my connected on that level.
Yeah.
Oh, in good. On this level, some small things when they make it difference. But I will say, so say, I believe say, Obama New Zealand. This is my own suggestion. I think it's between, depending on the person. About from 5 years to 10 years. Obuha 3 years of book. Now, what do I mean by that? Also, Obu to CV bar. We see if maybe all these abroad qualifications and experience.
Yeah.
I call what you call it takes a while for your CV to be qualified.
Mm.
In a sense, a bit of a bit of a way, guy, a Kojoni Ama, a enterprise in Kumasi, Uponia referee beam. Because why you drink a car? Why you count down a car?
Yeah.
Why you wake a car? Now, for that, we see if you be a New Zealand based reference. I don't know if I can't say, I said, you also say, why you drink a car? I'm afraid I'm going to be a colony. Instead of people like familiar stuff.
Yeah.
It's, I said, who's your reference? And I because the reference, maybe pay national office, I'm going to, maybe key network or national office, maybe reference when you're managers. I'm working with national office. So, and you know, so me start information and I'm a reference. That's not all crazy. Okay, now okay, I'm referees.
Yeah.
But me quite new gradually. Now me, I'm
not going to. Yeah.
So now for that, me money more relevant to the position. Me then 24. As if you maybe some call a parliamentar. I'm the member of parliament.
I
am a referee.
Yeah.
Isn't it that on its own a solid? And now for now, open Jumao or Oakland Hospital. It was young colleague or father. Of a told him of a tower in our Ghana community. So, what a mission. No?
Yeah.
Yes, of a time, every car needs some name. You overcut the But, Mother, I'm a of a time.
Yeah.
And of a time, doesn't carry that weight.
Yeah. A thief way, a person of free bint, you know. Rap, rap, my and half.
It's basically, make us it.
Yeah.
Like your experience, no, lastly, no.
Yeah.
We should make sure, say, if I ain't so bitter, Sammy, I can't see a man. So, because a man no more, or money is not for in a grow, you know, a penny can understand it. Obua owner or have a bad experience, kind of find a way to deal with it without sort of imposing on the kid.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because let them have their own experience. But then just teach them, say, discrimination is animal by stand on your merit, do this, do that, and help. But I think mostly, I think this discussion, we should meet as a cool.
Yeah.
Then
I hear
boom.
Then I hear
boom.
Then I
hear
boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear boom. Then I hear like we can do on the side to help us, you know, in terms of you know, not say they make because a passive income and say hombre, maybe I be a part time, be a batahon just to help pay the bills and stuff like that. So what comes in mind when we say passive income?
Oh, passive income, maybe the quickest way, the fastest way in Ghana, for we are very good at it. Say in Auckland, no, there's a lot of homestays. And we a family, now we have one bedroom dish in China.
Yeah.
Chinese students, Asian students, in the world do also.
They
have a homestay for a long time. They have a private year, 270 to 300 a week.
Yeah.
And the other man said breakfast. Breakfast is a carbon conflict. And you may just one extra plate. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Ah, one extra plate, I'm sure they'll be a movie. Anyway. Yeah. Now, I'm 20. No, I said, we have 370 a week. Rent, they're saying, we're half on the crowd already.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one thing that I believe that Africa, we are very good at. We are very hospitable.
Mm.
And, you know, home stay students, a big experience. Wonderful. Living with a Chinese student or something, and my own crowd, so I dream be.
Wonderful.
You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I can think of.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, barrister, also, Kofi, I better was it. And then you may. Okay, all thank right. You. Cheers.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. And you know, I'm selling it at that hotel. Yeah. Where do you be a line? You know, 815-8100. Yeah, that one, yeah, open so can be, this is the time. Just call 815-8100. Yeah, then in 10, I'm ready to, and you know, yeah, and what kind of passive income? Oh, one bedroom, bishop, baby, yeah. Masa, Fahai, Nina, Boa. You talk about creating a blog and get the affiliate links cranking. So if you are selling physical products online, and also boy, passive income here, because there are a lot of opportunities. And my friend is cleaning now, you know, and our nursing, you know, and our engineer, you know, and our law now practicing, you know, and there are a lot of opportunities you need to tap into or invest, you know, and but do it smartly. Like sell online course with membership, create some you know, some website where you could sell something. Oh, and I said, like, build something that could earn you passive income. Oh, ni neboa. Oh, didn't just say, my name is Biao, but I work with Juma Bano Abeda, and one or no. Oh, you have to take advantage of the potino wakano rental property. Would bet me a wakoje, what would you hide? Oh, it brings some sort of income. One who debate me a ukoje property, no, no, CC, now they're high students, you know, and hopefully you'll be able to get something out of it. You know, you set up your own YouTube channel and take, you know, some ad money from it. You know, oh yeah, you know, now all the ads are shishim. Nina discabra or a discabim, you know, resell a digital product and services online. You know, you write, you write for money. And also, bit me a boa. And I say, you make a book review website. You be out to me review and go for books in my home. Those omam kuta PhD in the ubit me, I review and go for assignments. You, there are a lot of uni, you know, students. You can ubit me the kobo or say, oh, meet me a review. Why yama, might you say, pay ah. And a lot of, especially the Asian student, obit me a tia. Oh, so it's asking, getting to a boa. Oh, to help, you know, pay the bills, who bet me the beer coffee, baba, and bet me a money be all this necessary. We need to take advantage of passive income, you know, opportunities in this country. There are a lot of them are becoming like a digital publisher, you know, like send yourself and rent a room or a space or anything. Unleash your inner, you know, loan shark on peer to peer lending. See how you skakakra, especially if you are at the university. Now we skakakra, you rent it out and who lending it to other people, you know, who wants to, who are in need. Now the your finance and yato so interest at also. Oh, and some of these things also help, you know, to get, you know, some money on the side. You know, you license out your smart ideas, you create business systems and franchise it out, you sign up to solid reward or discount programs, you know, you buy bulk from overseas and sell it down via eBay, you know, as well as all the other websites, you know, Senabea, meet me at the Kakra, IAE. So there are a lot of opportunities, you meet me, IAE. And, you know, and Yem Rebeson, and you say, you can call 815-8100. Now, so watch your passive income. And yeah, come on, as MCCR. Or say, the passive income, is it good? You know, so you're a full employed person, an employee. And as even crying, so you're self employed, you know, you can still have generate some income in one way or the other, you know, from a lot of business opportunities, you know, you bet me take your advantage of. Minimobia is an IT guy, or said I taught domain names, or took domain names and packed them up. And it is a but cool domain names. Where's a building baby? No, be a person or yes, be a Facebook.com. No, names a Facebook. I feel Facebook and a Facebook.org. Now, Facebook about better. Maybe you never thousands of dollars. And if you can, you don't even know, maybe millions. This is a those are some of you. Oh, yeah, if you make an investment today, surely you reap the benefit tomorrow. It's, you know, think about some of these things. Yeah, thank you about some of these things. I think it will help us, you know, to make some side money. Yeah, 101, you know, passive, you know, income opportunities that we can think of. Designing T-shirts and masks, you know, sell them online, you know, create deals, you know, for your niche and all those kind of stuff. A lot of them. And Maya Muboti, Koto Okopanyama, Free China, maybe Anwar Beton, a lot. And, you know, that is also our second topic for tonight. It's a passive income. Then, boy, and is it good, you know, for us to have a passive income aside our main source of income? And, you know, that is the topic. Is it necessary to have passive income, you know, as an employee or even if you are self-employed? 815-8100. And, you know, UTA obit Mizo Afre as well. And you know, sir, UTA radio Akwaba na UTA. The Ghanaian Association of New Zealand. in Australia, say, and far, it's a G and Bro, Yadamuna, say, Muti, and check Yadi, if you did the Guo, Naja Yakopi, baby, actually. Radio Aquabana, which Yadamuna, say, a teacher, a barrister, or say, coffee, say, Ofre, now, O Church, and you may be any so. And you know, a tier for say, Monty and Kebima, na Radio Aquaba, and yeah, Cramwin, Yassi and Kane by Babim, JQ, or say, and Yachiri, and you know, Yadamase, Yamaya Duma, yeah, now what you send there, same time, same place, Messiah, Yaminimo, and you know, have a good night. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye.